We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
My cat greets me at the door. Like, I come out of the bedroom.
Okay.
And she's like, meow,
meow, now, meow.
And yeah. I go, do you need food?
Meow,
meow. Then I go over and I look in her dish and it's full. And I go, your food is full. And it's like she's telling me,
but I want more.
More.
Give me more.
Meow. And this is a debate we have. 5 minutes every morning.
I'll call the SPCA right now.
Please do.
On you.
Does
she do that cat thing where she eats the middle and then everything's gone from the middle? So
I
that
think
means
she
the
likes
food
like
bowl's empty.
I think she likes it to be like a mound. I know that some cats don't like their whiskers to touch the edge of the bowl, but this isn't that kind of bowl. Like if they have to go too far down in the bowl, they don't like it because their whiskers touch and that bothers them.
Interesting.
But this is a big open bowl. She's doing just fine. But every morning, and I'm like, what's, do we need food? Because you got food.
Or she's just like, I hate you.
I don't like her.
I hate you.
I don't like her. What up, everybody on Twitch? Dune says she's just talking to me. I don't know. I don't think she likes me that much, to be frank.
Meow.
And then I posted yesterday. I felt like it's animal abuse. Because I came home, wife had put a chicken soup in the crock pot. Oh. And I walk in the door and I go, that smells good. And then I just see
that.
Freddy sitting there and I go, oh my God, he has to just sit here and smell delicious food all day?
Yeah. I wonder how that works.
What?
If they really like, if that is just like a D-bag move.
Like,
and
I felt
all day,
bad.
He's just like,
because the second he does what all dogs do and just waits by your feet for you to drop something so we can get a little piece of it.
Yeah.
So the
yeah.
second I went over to like stir the crock pot, he was like just standing there like, are we doing this? So
you can't blame him because that's what he's been pent up all day waiting.
And that's why I felt bad. I go, oh my God, it's just been, he's been smelling this all day. It'd be like if I had a gigantic pizza just sitting on the kitchen table and I can't, you don't touch that.
Right, can you imagine that? If you just
it's cruel.
Sat down. Well, you had the
40 chicken wings.
You had the perfect analogy. The,
like me,
just
sitting in a Taco Bell.
Taco Bell in the parking lot.
For
just
5 hours. You can't go in.
Sitting there. Just
can't go in.
It's like that. It's like that when you get the you get downwind of a Burger King, and you catch that whiff of that smoke in like the spring.
You're like, whoa!
Well,
like I go BK.
Well, if it's if the grill is on, it would be rude for me to.
They're running it, so why don't I just go in?
Listen, they're clearly running it for me. You know, am I gonna be rude not swing on through?
Holy cow!
And get a chicken sandwich.
I'll just go in there real quick.
Yeah,
I feel bad for him, but he benefits when I feel bad for him because then he gets a whole bag and strip.
Yeah, as I say, then
he gets a
treat.
You get a bag and strip.
Dogs don't know it's not. It's bacon.
Bacon. Where?
Dogs.
Silly dogs.
They're so goddamn stupid for not knowing that it's not real bacon.
Don't even act like you haven't attempted to eat a bag and strip.
Bag
or
and
at
strip,
least considered it.
Bag and strip, no.
They look like I'm eating real bacon.
I've smelled them, yes. I have, what's one? There's like a jerky. There was like a chicken jerky that I went, that looks extremely edible for humans. And I took a pull off it.
Like
it
if I
was,
made you,
but it wasn't.
Back when you liked cheese, if I made you a bacon cheeseburger but used bacon strips instead, I wonder if you'd know.
Like if we should I wonder if we should just try that anyway. Just put some bacon strips on like a, just a burg. It's like a Five Guys burg.
But I wonder if I could warm them up a little bit. So
no,
not
no,
like,
leave it. No, okay. Leave it. Right. Leave it room. Well, just leave them room temperature so they weren't in your car and they're not cold. That probably, ugh. One bite, I bet you'd know.
What if I made you like a bacon grilled cheese with bacon strips?
Ugh,
you don't like grilled
right?
cheese.
That's what I'm saying, though. I bet but one bite, you'll know. Because it's that, putrid, not.
But I don't know if you'd know. I mean, you'd know it's that, not good bacon.
I think I'd know.
But it could be
I don't know.
One of you dopes has eaten a bacon strip. Report on the text line.
Yeah, I was going to say, now at this point, I'll know because you'll hand it to me. You'll, if I ever just get handed a burger from you randomly.
Hey, good morning, Cody. I made you this burger.
Morning, here.
I made you a bacon cheeseburger.
Don't even think about it. Huh? No, just don't even think about it.
Like, I would need to tell you not to think about it. Okay. I watch you just wander eating all day long.
What's that over there?
What's that over there?
You bring that around here?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I go start eating, I kind of walk away, go, no, it's because you, would just stay on camera, though.
Yeah. Just, no, don't go over there and eat it. Just stay right there. I want to see what you think.
Why?
315-364-109. So, somebody has tasted a bacon strip. Like, we've tried, like, the milk bones.
Oh, yeah.
Those are, like, dry and gross.
My mom made biscuits for...
Yeah, what, Freddie ate those, the peanut butter ones.
I ate one of those.
Yeah, those look like just yummy baked goods.
Yeah, they're fine. Delicious. Delicious.
Like, I don't... I'm really curious to if I could cook up a bacon strip or even cut it up and put it in, like, an omelet.
If you put it in, like... I'm telling you, like, chopped up so it's not the ridges, because the ridges are hard, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
it gives it away, right.
Yeah, well, that way when you bite it, it's not, you're not trying to bite down on a, you know, on like a piece. Uh-huh. You put it on like a Five Guys burger, I'm thinking, you know what I mean, like a really good burger with, you know, my usual, some A1 or whatever, mm-hmm. or you put it on a Geno's cheesesteak inside of that, I wouldn't know.
Now you're just hiding it.
Yeah. Honey, that's what you do. It's a reverse... You hide the pill and the dog treat for the dog. You hide the dog treat in the sandwich for the human. I think is how the marketing works.
All right, there you go. I knew somebody would it. They're not horrible in flavor, just a weird consistency, a lot of people are saying.
Yeah.
It tastes nothing like real bacon. I tried it.
Interesting. Yeah, as a kid, my sister used to feed me dog food all the time.
Dude.
I'll blow up her spot. I think I definitely have. My sister, when she was younger, used to sneak dog biscuits under the coffee table.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, you got to warm it up, text line says. Guys, I'm going to eat a bacon strip. I don't care. I'm at that point in my life now where just curiosity is killing the cat.
Would you rather eat a bacon strip or a snossage? Because those are that,
you know,
like,
I've never even seen a snossage in real life.
They're like that. They're kind of like a Play-Doh-y consistency.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know, man. They're both
I've never
rough.
Done snossage because Freddie's our first dog and I've never given him snossages, so I've never experienced it.
Yeah, I don't know if he's had snossage. He's had, like, the things that are similar.
Handy says it's meat-flavored sand is what the consistency tastes like.
Of the bacon strip?
Of the bacon strip, yeah.
Yeah.
So dry, text line says. I knew some of you have tried it. I knew you would.
I like this question.
What?
What flavor bacon strip?
Yeah, are there multiple flavors?
Probably, yeah. Like, there's smoky whatnots, and you mean like a peanut butter bacon strip?
Kodiak and Twitch, brilliant. Why didn't we think of that? You just chop it up, put it on some pizza. Yeah. I bet you'd never know if it was on pizza.
Right? Like a chicken bacon ranch?
I'm in. I'm 100% in.
Chicken bacon ranch?
Josh, would you eat Frisky's cat food, Meow Mix? Nah. Because cat foods are primarily, like, fishy flavor, and I don't like fishy stuff.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I'm not choosing to eat a bacon strip. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
And I'm not encouraging the audience to eat bacon strips.
I kind of am.
I mean, if you've done it before, yeah, report back.
Yeah, I'd like to see.
Do I want Cody to try one? Yeah, I do. I want him to try one.
I have. They're everywhere. I'll grab. I have either at my house or my mom's bacon strips.
Bacon strips?
Just like a little pull off it, just a little bite ski.
There's got to be a warning on that bag that says do not consume, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I'm not encouraging anyone to eat bacon strips, but I kind of am curious.
Just curious. I doubt it.
What?
Because I think they're milk bones. But I already can see it in my head. I was gonna say maybe from like when we bought a couple dog things, maybe there's some bacon strips.
Nah, we didn't get bacon strips, but we got those gigantic bones. Like
there's one of those in there.
Ham bones for show dog of the week. Ham bone.
Ham bone.
Well, anyways, we are here. We're live. 315-364-1009. Adirondack Food and Fuel text line. Give us a shout there. Dooms is right. If people can't eat them, why would you give them to your dog? Dogs can eat things that people can't eat, right?
No, that's dogs have different. That's why they can eat raw meat and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But no, that's kind of why I would take bites of things, pulls off of stuff that I would give used to give the Jughead. Because if I can't eat it,
then he should
why,
be eating it.
Why would I give it to him?
Oh, because we have different digestive tracts for our success. Yeah.
Well, yes, but I mean, Dooms doesn't mean, I know, I get what Dooms is saying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If it's so, you know, sand and awful and just dry and gross, other than dogs like to eat poop. Other than
and
that.
I'm so jealous of dog buttholes. Where are you going?
All right, guys.
No, but I really am. They don't got to wipe or anything. They're just like they're like prolapsed. Is that what it is? They don't have cheeks?
No, they're really.
So they just squeeze it out and walk away. I wish I could do that, man. I'm so envious of dog buttholes.
They don't have cheeks.
They don't have cheeks. They don't have cheeks. So they just push it out and they're gone. They're done. Wouldn't that be rad as hell?
They just have they are almost like the, you know, the Play-Doh thing, the Play-Doh Fun Factory, when you squeeze it, and it comes out like a scabby, and it just cuts it off, and it's clean, and it's cut off.
Yeah. Don't act like you guys are above me. You are also envious of dog buttholes.
No.
Because they just...
I'm not.
You're telling me if you could... You got to go so bad.
Envious is the word.
I'm envious. Envious is the word.
I don't...
But then what would our bathrooms look like? Would it just be like, if people had, I'm really high. Had dog buttholes.
What were you doing?
If people had dog buttholes.
Yeah.
Would we just have like troughs in our bathrooms?
Like holes in the ground like they do in other countries? That way you can just kind of
Maybe you're right. We wouldn't need toilets, right?
And then you just.
And you just kind of stand in it. Walk away.
Now I'm really high. You have to dangle over it and make sure that, you know how sometimes if you get a clinger and it like.
You have to make sure it falls into
the opening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, damn it.
That's why a trough might be ideal.
Yeah.
Because it's more area. You're going to need more surface area.
But also, if you have a dog butthole, you'll get hangers on with no cheeks.
For the first time ever, the text line is asking for commercials. For the first time ever. Don't act like you're not envious. Fine, I'll go to commercials. But I'm just going to keep talking about it on Twitch. I don't care. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. I don't really follow much of the NBA except for my career in NBA 2K21. I'm not going to talk about that again.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can, if you want to. I mean,
but now we figure out how to shoot, kind of.
Put up 10 against the Atlanta Hawks last night. Pretty good.
I'm saying, how many minutes? Six?
I didn't look at my minutes, but considerable.
Oh, really?
They were putting me in a bunch.
Nice.
I was a B-plus player last night. Really? They were using me a lot. It was awesome.
Trade bait.
It was awesome. And then I went, I like to play those rec games too, where you go and you just play against randos on the internet.
Well, that's a big deal. Doesn't that where you earn badges and stuff?
You're in badges, you're in like rep or whatever. I like it because it gets me like practice.
Well, the shooting badges is everything I'm reading is that's also a big deal in that game.
It does, because the more badges you have, the better you get, because especially now that we're playing by actual percentages, those matter.
Nice.
Anyways.
Good. Update. What is it? What's it called? What do you change to shoot? Because if you have this, you're probably just as frustrated.
Yeah, if you have NBA 2K21, Cody Mack and I had about a week where you're pissed off.
Yeah.
If you go into your settings, it's default set to like pro mode, which means you've got to aim the ball. You've got to have there's a shooting bar. There's everything. It's impossible.
Yeah, it really is.
This whole week, I've been putting up stats, like I've been at, like you go into your, you know, progress and you add like, I want to have a couple things in shooting. You add your little bars up.
Yeah.
Apparently none of that mattered because I wasn't set to real player percentages.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've made that change, my player is shooting based on ability instead of just my ability.
Which is even funnier because now it's even more like real life than when we actually play. That, you know what I mean? Let's not go how they do. Let's do how they act in the game. So that's good.
But I bring up the NBA because I just saw this headline and it made me happy. Cody heard me playing the clip. So Zach LaVine plays for the Bulls.
Yeah.
He's had a great month of February. Currently averaging 32 points per game.
That's awesome.
He is
an athlete.
This is where the stat gets hilarious. For the Chicago Bulls, he has a record month. He's having a record month.
Okay.
He is tied for 31st with the best scoring month of all time.
In Bulls history?
In Bulls history. He is tied.
Okay.
For the 31st position of the highest scoring month.
Yeah.
Number 1 through 30.
Okay.
It's Michael Jordan. And then.
I wasn't sure you were going with that.
Number 32 through 46.
Is him?
Also Michael Jordan.
Literally every month he played.
Through 46 of the highest scoring months in Bulls history are all Michael Jordan, except Zach LaVine dropped right there in the middle.
No D. Rose?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo,
so
man.
Tell me, I mean,
every month Jordan played.
God damn.
I mean, is there other that, well, I mean, the Dolphins are, well, no, they didn't even win with the Marino. I was going to say, has there ever been a franchise in any sport that had a guy that was, once he was gone, the team was just the worst ever?
Are they bad now?
Well, they have never been, you know, the
Bulls.
They'll
never be the 90s Bulls.
Yeah. They were okay for just that little bit with Derrick Rose, but man, that's a lopsided stat.
Yeah. It's just like here's the clip. I don't know what this was. Bulls talk, NBC Bulls, obviously, probably a local thing.
Talking Bulls.
So Zach LaVine is having a great month of February, averaging 32 points per game. But what if I told you that's only tied for the 31st best scoring month in Bulls history? The first 30 are by a certain man named Michael Jordan, and then LaVine is tied for 31st with Michael Jordan. So LaVine is having the best scoring month of any Bull not named Michael Jordan.
That's hilarious.
It was just a funny stat to me.
That's great.
Also, yesterday, is Tiger Woods okay?
Oh, I can't. It's been nauseous.
All I know is that he was driving an SUV. Was he the driver?
I'm not sure on that yet. I don't think so. I don't think he was.
He was in an SUV that rolled and overturned, and they had to use the jaws of life to cut him out.
Yeah.
But they're saying his injuries are non-life-threatening?
No, but he's never playing golf again, man. Don't, dude.
Why? What do you think happened?
He's crushing injuries. He shattered his ankle. He had compound fracture of his right leg is crushed.
Yeah.
I think he broke his left leg, crushed it, shattered it, his left ankle. And his right leg, he meed it. He snapped it in half and compound, and it shattered the ankle on it. So it not only did the bones pop out of his leg and the right leg, But his ankle's broken in the right leg too.
Is there any suspiciousness
They said no. The cops said no. They said nothing. There was no reason for them to even take blood or anything from anybody.
Because
they said there was no reason of impairment. Because you can usually tell if somebody's messed up at 7 o'clock in the morning. There's got to be a sign of alcohol or a smell or.
Or you can
anything,
usually say, this is Tiger Woods, let's just you know, so I don't know.
They're saying...
Clean toxicology,
yeah,
science says.
Yeah, they'll say it'll take a couple weeks for everything to come back.
I'm not trying to start rumors, anything, I'm just saying...
Yeah, you never know, it's just a weird...
It was
weird,
like a clear road, and rolled.
That's what I was saying, yeah, that they won't say it, but I think they were going real fast.
Yeah.
So other than that, he crossed the median, rolled 700 feet, and... stopped. Oh, that makes me so nauseous. That's so weird that does that to me.
This was what, like 20 miles south of Los Angeles, I think it was?
Yeah, right outside the city. 712 in the
morning. It is unclear whether he fractured both legs or if both fractures are in one leg.
Oh,
right?
Well, I just from what I was seeing late last night because I saw the breaking news that he was awake and alert, was that he had crushing injuries in both.
Okay, that might have come out after this article then.
But I have no idea. I just know for sure the one is his right leg at least has the shattered ankle and the broken, you know, the compound.
Yeah.
So who knows? Was he the driver then? Was there two people, one person?
Los Angeles County Sheriff Deputy Carlos Gonzalez explained Woods was unable to stand under his own power and was put on a backboard.
Well, yeah. He had no legs.
Tiger Woods was in a single car accident this morning. I don't know who was driving.
That's what I'm saying.
Does anybody have information on that?
I can't. Said there was only one. Oh, yeah, it said single car. I didn't see. I couldn't find the thing that said one person. Because if it was just him, then a couple weeks I have to come back. But then, again, even if something comes back, like, he can have stuff in his system. That doesn't mean he was high on anything. You know what I mean? Not saying you guys, but a lot of you guys are on medication that if you, ooh, here, you know,
okay, here's
some
this
blood,
update. Tiger Woods was on his way to meet Drew Brees for golf.
Yes. Yeah. I saw
and
that.
And Chargers QB Justin Herbert, he was running late and almost hit a member of the crew working on the show, Grownish. I guess he was speeding.
He was running late. We do know that for a fact from sources on the ground to the next shoot with Drew Brees, former New Orleans Saints QB, and Justin Herbert, the QB for the LA Chargers. They were doing these playing lessons that he'd been filming. As you guys mentioned, Dwayne Wade and David Spade were on Monday. And he hasn't been playing because of...
Yeah,
you know, that
it looks like it was just him.
Yeah,
he
and
was
the
just
one
beating off from a hotel,
and the one leg.
What is it? Just one leg?
That's, yeah, people saying the news said this morning.
All right,
and if it was medication that he took, you know, takes at night for sleeping.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like that.
I'm not giving him any excuse, but if it was, you know, he was drowsy or sleepy, we've all woken up from taking something as simple as NyQuil. And not giving ourselves enough sleep, you get the Vaseline eyes.
Witnesses just claim that he was agitated and sped off.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know. That's what I mean. Like,
could have just been a high rate of speed. We're making assumptions.
No, that's what I'm saying. You could take something like NyQuil. I've done it. You take NyQuil, and you don't give yourself enough time to sleep. You wake up, and you're late, besides the fact.
Do we have any evidence that he was...
No.
Yeah, so...
But I'm saying I'm just saying, if that's the case, then...
Everything right now just points to he was going too fast.
Yeah,
he rolled his SUV.
Yeah.
Anyways, I hope he's okay, but I mean, didn't he just have surgery on something else in January?
Yeah, he's recovering from some stuff.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, that poor guy.
Anyways, I haven't watched that Tiger documentary. Has anybody else?
I've seen so many.
I keep seeing it pop up on my, I don't even know what it's on. It's on one of those things.
Yeah, I've seen so many of them that. I don't know. Oh, is that the one we were talking about?
Yeah, the one
that I don't want to know any. I don't need to know more about is affair stuff, right?
Yeah, and childhood and all that. This is a TikTok that's going around right now that people are sharing, and I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Basically, Cody, if I tell you tomorrow there's a 30% chance of rain, what does that mean?
That it might rain tomorrow. There's a 30% chance of rain.
No.
What?
It means there's a 100% chance of rain covering 30% of the area. Here, I'll let this woman explain, because I can't wrap my head around what's going on, but I guess this is how they figure out percentage. I got to get Wayne Mahar on the phone. Hold on. This is a woman explaining.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
There we go, buddy. There we go.
Hit the play button.
Hold on, I got to refresh this.
It's on hold and then anywhere for a minute.
Because it goes to the next video.
What is something you found out late in life that you should have known earlier, but you just didn't?
I thought 100% that when they said that there's a 30% chance of rain, that it meant that there was a 30% chance that it was going to rain. I never, ever, ever knew that it meant that there's 100% it's going to rain, and it's going to be in 30% of your area. So, in a way, there's a 30% chance that you're going to get rain, but it's going to rain. It's only going to cover 30% of the area. So, like, if it says 100%, it means your entire area that you're asking about, your zip code, whatever, like, it's going to blanket the whole thing. Am I the only one who didn't know this till they were grown? Like, I found that out this year.
Do you understand what she's saying?
Yeah.
A meteorologist says if there's a 50% chance of snow.
Yeah. That means there's a 100% chance of snow, but a 50% of the area is going to get
will
it.
Be covered.
So, like, I live in 13039.
Yeah.
So 100% of that area is going to get snow.
See what I'm saying, man?
But only a little section of that area is going to get the snow.
If a meteorologist says 50% is 50% sure there will be snow that will cover 80% of the local area, they do a math equation creating 40% chance of snow. Right? Get out of here. Get out of here, man. I never take those numbers seriously anyways.
I feel like we're just given... another out to the weather people. That doesn't make it. It just doesn't make. That doesn't make sense. I get it. I understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
But there's no way. Then they would say there's a 100% chance of rain, but it'll be spotty in parts. That's when they say that.
Yeah, right.
They don't go, no, guys, we're talking about this zip code. All of it's going to get it, but only, you know, all of 13057 is going to get it. But only little parts of East Syracuse and the Village, and only a little part of Eastwood. Other than that, 100% of the area, but not all of it. Just those two parts.
You see, I don't even. I haven't even thought that much about it.
That doesn't make any sense.
I just go, all right, whatever.
That doesn't make any sense.
Other side of commercials, Cody Mack.
No.
No.
We're staying on this.
Oh, okay.
We're staying right now.
So yes, Frogger coming soon to NBC. Frogger the game, like the game show. And if you've been listening to the show on K-Rock for any amount of time, you know that I love game shows. I love Wipeout. I love that the putt-putt one they do. What is that called?
Oh, my God.
Steph Curry's game
there. What the hell is the name of that?
Now I'm flaking on it, but I love it.
It's like 8 mini golf.
Putt-putt. I don't know what it's called.
Either way, it's Wipeout putt-putt.
Yeah, I love it.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
They're doing another one, the new one, and it's all revamped. With John Cena and Nicole Byers. Nicole Byers is freaking hysterical.
Holy moly is what it's called.
Holy moly!
Thank you.
John Cena is a robot, so I don't... Ugh. But I want to watch that, because Wipeout is god dang hilarious.
I love that show. I loved The Floor is Lava on Netflix.
I did. They got to redo it, though.
Why?
They need to do it differently. They took too long in each one, in every... there was little things about it they need to fix, that's all. Just little things. I liked that show. That was a good show.
I will agree that I liked the concept. I wish they had more. How do I say this?
Hidden
cool, like secret stuff. If you pull that lever, that happens.
Yeah, it's almost like they just kind of took what was left from some Wipeout stuff and threw it in there and
pumped a bunch of red water in.
Yeah, I can't remember. I had a very specific complaint about it before. Now I can't remember. It was just they need to make it a little more interesting for me because it kind of dragged on a little bit. Like after, you know, I kind of expected each level to be different. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Like everything was kind of similar. It was all the same, like, stand on this or it's going to fall down.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I guess we are getting kind of nitpicky, but I did like it.
I'm definitely getting.
So Frogger, the game, if you're not familiar with Frogger, what's wrong with you? But all right, Frogger is... You're on one side of the road. You got to get to the other side of the road.
Yeah.
There's cars, trucks. You got to jump across logs, all of that. NBC Universal is creating a Frogger TV show competition.
Okay.
It will feature 12 outrageous obstacle courses.
Even until now, I didn't put the two together.
So it'd be like you are on one side. You got to get to the other side, but there's all these obstacles.
I'm down for that. I was thinking of it this whole time as just a goddamn show.
What, like a sitcom?
Who knows?
Where the frog comes home from work and he's, all right, no.
Today I made it. You know, the next day he comes home, he's got a bruise.
Yeah, I got hit by a car.
You know what I mean? No, but that's, I'm kind of in. I'm in.
Frogger will feature 12 outrageous obstacle courses or crossings. These physically demanding challenges will have contestants dodge traffic, snapping alligators.
Yeah, man.
Hungry hippos.
I'm in.
Using skill, strength, strategy, and problem solving.
Are they dressed as frogs?
Oh, my God, I hope so.
They have to be. That'd be completely pointless. If they weren't dressed as frogs?
He's right, guys.
You gotta be.
If you're gonna do this, you gotta be a frog.
I wish there was one of these around here, because we need to compete on that. That'd be funny for a video.
Us trying to do Frogger?
Well, just a Wipeout course or, you know, American Ninja.
There's one of those over by Branching Out Bottle Shop.
No shade. Not like an amateur one where they saw an American Ninja course and spent, you know, a whole bunch of money. Nothing against any of them. I mean, like, I want like
the real one.
See,
yeah,
we got $10 billion at that.
Dude, we would die on that.
I know.
We couldn't do any of that.
I just want to try that. We could train on theirs. And die on theirs if they want us to die on their property.
If you want to try to be on the Frogger TV show,
yeah.
You go to frogger.castingcrane.com.
No, see, I can't.
You couldn't do this. Your leg would hurt.
Well, and I don't. They're gonna tell us to make a video and send it in, right? Like an audition.
There's
tape.
An application. First name, last name, blah blah blah. You answer a bunch of questions. You got to say why you love it.
See, exactly.
All these explanations.
I'm not good at that.
And then you got to fly to Australia. Why are they filming it in Australia?
No way. I don't want to die in Australia. Jeez. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like those. And action.
Yeah.
Tell us why you'd be perfect for Frogger. Well,
I like frogs. Oh, is it because they're COVID safe down there? They can go film down there?
Oh, really?
They're free down under? There you go. Put it in the Twitch chat if you want to try to sign up.
Well, I mean, I might as well.
What?
You click on the link. This is, Frogger, and there's a frog, like, he's going to work.
I know, that's their logo.
He's got a tie and a briefcase, and it's funny, because here's why it's funny.
Why?
In most cases, in a lot of scenarios in the wild in which you see a frog, like, 80% of them are not carrying cases or
not
ties.
A bunch of them. Nope. Not a lot of them.
Nope.
Texline says it's in Australia because they're going to use real alligators and hippos.
Oh, my God.
That'd be freaking awesome.
They round up those hippos from, Pablo Escobar?
Yeah, his cocaine hippos?
They're like, we got to put you hippos to work. We're either going to kill you or we're going to put you to work. Pick one. All right, I guess we'll go to work. And they're on a game show now.
Is something wrong with me that I don't want to even say it.
You know
but
how
it's
this
like,
works.
Okay, I know. But is something wrong with me that, like, I would want to see a game show where somebody might die? Like you might get eaten by a gator. That's morbid, right? Sick?
No. Do I have to watch it? Do I have to see it happen? Or can they
cut away?
Cut right as the gator's about to
and they do like a rest in peace Cody Lisi photo. Like that's just what it is. Like
and the
I don't gotta watch
then.
You get the death roll they do? I don't gotta watch that. No. Then in the arms of the angel, you lift me up. And this is like just a photo of you, and it says your dates of birth and date of death.
Yeah, that works.
All right. I mean, I'd be down with it. Coming up this hour, Cody needs a. I'm lecturing Cody because he won't change his own light bulb in his Dodge Journey. Like if there's anything you could do on your own. Don't go to a service center to change your head. Look, he's overreacting.
Come on.
So I'm gonna. There's a guy on YouTube showing you exactly how to change your bulb in your Dodge Journey.
You do it.
I will do it. It's not hard.
I can't.
Although the newer these vehicles get, the harder it is, man. Everything's tucked away.
That's what I'm saying. I should just be able to go, hey, AutoZone, can I have this bulb for this? And they go, yeah, man. And I take it and I open the, like you said, pop the thing out, unscrew it, plug it in, put it back in, and it should be fine.
Yeah.
I bet not. The healed scratches and cuts on my hand from trying to just change my freaking windshield wiper blade prove otherwise.
Oh, Ben Riley's right. You just got to throw it away and get a new car.
Just light it on fire.
Light it on fire. Ooh, what's that smell? What'd you put in? You put a smell in?
Yeah, another one.
That smells good. Ahoy, hoy, it's K-Rock.
Lemon ginger.
Lemon ginger, he says. All right.
Thank you, Dunes.
Thank you, Dunes, Mama Dunes. What's up, fam? Does the kid say, what up, fam?
What it is.
What it is, fam.
So, Cody is, struggling with his, what is it, low beam, high beam? Which one is it?
Low beam.
How long has it been out for?
A couple days. Since Saturday night, as far as I know.
We gotta get that fixed.
As far as I know. Well, that one, that's not.
Because then you're gonna get pulled over for a headlight having out, and then the cop's gonna smell weed, and then you gotta run. So when you run,
right, then I'm gone.
Then he's gone. Then he's gonna be on the lam. Then I'm out of co-host.
Like it's just me, and I blow it into his face. I'm like, I had to let go. I ended up blow out. I was gonna blow it in the car. Then the car will smell like weed.
Then he runs. Next thing I know, he's in Mexico, and I can't find him. It's a whole issue.
No, I try to run. Within a second, I snap my leg.
Yeah, your leg snaps.
Oh, I'm done. Okay.
He just scoops you off the ground. Let's go
to jail.
Let's go to jail. You have a 2016 Nissan Murano.
Mm-hmm.
It could not be easier to fix this head bulb.
this headlight
there's
moment.
A jinx.
There's, I'm what? Here's
there's a jinx. Here's a jinx is what he's about to say.
Everything about newer cars sucks because they're hard to get to the parts.
Yeah.
Your Nissan Murano looks super easy to get to the headlight.
The showbro Josh, look at his point. His truck, you have to turn the wheels the other way, unhook the wheel well cover, and go up from underneath to change the headlight.
Yeah, I know. That sucks.
And usually I like going in from the back.
Yeah! But I say you are in luck because yours could not be easier. Here's a gentleman with an accent explaining how to do it.
Where are you showing it?
This is very simple. I'm going to put you guys here so you could actually see very clearly. How we would do it? We just grab on the light, spin it, and take it out.
And it looks like you don't have to do any, but that's the...
Done.
That's the low beam?
Yeah. Because
it looks like the bulb is bigger than that.
They're on top of each other, so it's one or the other you grab and you twist.
Oh, boy. We'll see.
Because that's the wall. That's like the weather seal.
We'll see about that.
Don't touch the glass. My old man always told me if you touch the glass and put your oil on it, and it's going to blow the bulb. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, the one doesn't matter. At this point, it's blown. But I can.
But
that
the
makes
new
sense.
Bulb.
That makes
don't,
sense.
Don't
I don't
put
have
your
smudges.
Fingers on it.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want no smudges.
So then you screw that in and you put it in. Go to your auto parts nasium and get yourself. Look up the bulb. They'll give you the bulb.
Can I just tell them and then just give it to me? I don't want to get the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, grab twist. Then we sing a song about popcorn.
Right? That's very good.
Is that not? But right, they'll just give it to me? Like Crane. Where the hell's Crane? So can I just go up to you at your desk and go, can I have a thing for this? And they go, yup. Uh-oh.
Text line, I run a repair shop. It's not uncommon for me to have to remove the front bumper to replace headlights.
That's my boy right there. Thank you.
You are in a good situation because you are not that kind of vehicle.
That's what you think.
My wife's Honda, you can't see anything. She don't want my Anaconda.
Thank you.
She don't want my Anaconda.
So what do you do? Hers, you'd have to...
We just got it last summer, so I don't know. All I know is I popped the hood and I can't see anything.
Oh, no, text line, yes. No, that's what I'm doing.
What is it?
I'm changing both of them. I don't give a damn.
Why would you do that?
I'm not waiting. Because the second I do that and go through it, the other one goes. I'm just getting both out because I want those fancy ones. I want to upgrade them.
Halogens or whatever the super...
I don't want the blinders. I just want it to be a little better. So I don't want to do the one and then not the other.
Okay.
I assume they came in like a two-pack. No? Okay. I hate cars.
I know, bro. They're the most infuriating purchase I think we make in our... It's either house or a car.
Yeah. I can't do nothing for house stuff
either.
Yeah,
but you're good at outdoor stuff.
Yeah, if you want like, you know, the curb appeal...
He's got you.
Is that what it's called?
He's got you.
That I can do. I have giant sawgrass bushes in my yard.
He's good. He's good at outdoor
stuff.
I can grow
things, but other than that.
All right. Pink says they do come in a two-pack. Some of them do. Some come single. Some come two-pack. But don't go to an automotive. Nothing against automotive shops. We love you guys, but don't go to there for a light bulb.
No, no. Yeah, I'm trying not to. I don't want to not looking to pay for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Always changing pairs, they say on the text line. Is that what he said?
That's what some people are saying, everybody's saying, but a couple people are texting that in. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I just know the second I get it done, it'll be good
to
go. The
other one's going to blow out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know nothing about fixing cars either, text line. I got you, bro. Oh, I'm right there with
as
you.
As long as we're talking repairs, can I ask you guys a question? Showbros, showgirls, those of you that know smart things?
Oh, I got you. I got answers right now. Go ahead, I got you.
Is it possible?
Yes.
With this hot water heater situation I'm dealing with, I'm going to hive mind this, ask you guys. Is it possible just to replace the heating element instead of the whole tank? Because a tank is just a tank.
Like the little coil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just come out and I can go get a new one of those?
Where the hell I deliver Dunkin' cards to a place that does that? Like... plumbing, so, electrical, hot water heater tanks or something.
And let me ask you a question. Why would anyone ever replace the whole tank then?
They blow, I guess, or
the
something.
A tank just holds water.
Oh, I have no idea. I really don't know.
Because all I know is we still get hot water out of it. It's about 12 or 13 years old now. Maybe 14.
Full of sediment.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
The tanks fill up with hard...
Just read what's...
Oh, because the tank can leak. Well, my tank is not leaking. It's just not making as much hot water as it used to. Like, I can get a good 5-minute shower until the hot water starts to go away.
People are saying they just get rusty and stuff like that, and they rot out. No good. You don't want that.
Yeah, but mine's not there yet. It still looks great.
But
so if I just go get the kit and replace the heating element, I'm golden?
That's what I'm saying. Is it, though? Are you good? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't want, as if you're doing that. I don't know. I know nothing, about, obviously, about that, but if it's, you want to make damn sure it's just that, right? Because if you go through all the repairs of that and then, like, it blows and you then have to repair the tank anyway or take it on out of there, then did you just waste hundreds of dollars?
Textline says, at 13 years old, it's not worth fixing. Well, what? It looks good.
I thought it was every 15 years you had to replace your hot water heater, I thought.
Josh, it's way more work than it's worth. Just replace the tank. Yeah, I don't want to. Well,
and don't you have a good system or an easier time where you can just walk it out your back basement door, right?
Yeah.
And put it out for a scrapper.
That's a lot of money, though.
But if it's the heating element for now, mm-hmm. but it's the heating element because other things are wrong, you're fixing the heating element, and then in like 6 months, it blows, and you spent a couple thousand, or, you know, I don't know how much that is, a couple hundred for a heating element and a weekend's worth of work to now have to replace it at the end of the summer completely for, I don't know how much they are.
Everyone's just telling me to get a new water heater. Well, you're all over the place. I'm just saying. I saw somebody on my Facebook just, like, replacing the element, and I go, I didn't even think about that. If I can just do that. But if you're telling me this tank is going to just fall apart. What?
That was an episode of The Middle where Mike needed a place for his hot water heater. He needed the coil, but it wouldn't mm-hmm. be in for a couple weeks, and he was upset because he broke it on purpose to go to the store to get it because he wanted to get out of the house. So they said a couple weeks. It's like, well, and then they had to take cold showers. Thanks, Mike Heck.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And then if I go buy a hot water heater, is that something I can just, like, put in myself?
Yeah, you and your father-in-law.
Definitely father-in-law. I'm not.
Well, that I remember parts of it. My stepdad replacing it in East Cuse and that unbelievably small 1800s basement
mm-hmm.
with the dirt floor.
No, we're not that. We can walk out the basement.
That's what I'm saying. I remember that, but it was just, like, two people.
Mm-hmm.
And either me or my mom maybe helped him out with it. Because they're heavy as balls.
They are?
Yeah.
Well, I can get a dolly and dolly it out of there. Anyways, you're listening to Home Repair Morons.
Hey.
DIY. Dumb, dumb DIY.
That would be a good show because I know nothing about those things.
No, and I use only Pex and Shark Bites, Pink, but...
The white ones? Those are the best.
But this is a gas hot water heater, so I don't know how to do gas.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, I got gas. I don't know.
That just means it heats up with a gas?
Like it lights a fire.
Oh, okay. I get you.
It's gas and then, right? I don't know.
So there's no coil then?
Oh, God. Where have we gone?
Oh, my God.
Going home.
Lights out.
What?
We're getting to that time of year.
What time of year? What?
I turned around and got a little...
Ooh, the sun? Yeah. We're going to see the sun again soon. It's all... Neat. It's all coming together, Cody.
Here comes the sun.
We're going to get that. We're all getting our microchips. Get back to doing stuff.
I like salt and vinegar microchips.
The, who is it? The WHO, the World Health Organization, is saying that by summertime, herd immunity could be met.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, I'm being optimistic, bro.
Nice.
Tonight, Whiskey Wednesday.
Oh.
I would love it if you hung with me on Twitch, twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
Sounds like G-Money and Twitch had some whiskey last night.
Why?
I mentioned booze. She said something about making her want to puke, so.
Uh-oh.
Nice big old bottle of whiskey tonight, Josh. Maybe take some pulls right from it. Mm.
Straight.
What do you think?
I can hang with that all day. I know you can't, but I can.
I saw, but it happened to be J-Mo. I saw they had a new J-Mo out that I thought looked neat, and I was like, oh, it's J-Mo.
A new Jameson? Stand by.
Yeah.
Whiskey Wednesday presented by Harborview Wine and Liquors, by the way.
Not what I sent you. That was not J-Mo. The super mint whiskey I saw at a local liquor store.
Not a chance. Stop with the flavored whiskeys.
That stopped me dead in my tracks.
The only exception I have given to flavored whiskeys would be Lock One's Inferno and the Inferno 101. Their cinnamon whiskey works.
What's the peppermint one?
And their candy cane works, too.
That's different.
That seems different than the pickle and the and the peanut butter, and the Cody found a mint one. Yeah, can I drink whiskey after brushing my teeth?
Right?
Get the F out of here.
What was that?
That sounds so disgusting.
Yeah. No.
Well, Jameson is my second favorite whiskey, obviously. My favorite whiskey is Wing Day whiskey.
Boom.
Sneak that plug in there. Available at Harborview Wine and Liquors. Go over there and get yourself a bottle. Or get yourself anything over at Harborview. We love it. So Jameson is my second favorite whiskey.
Yeah, it's what turned
me on to whiskey, to be honest with you.
I don't see what I was talking about anymore.
Well, I found a story about Jameson where they are paying fans $50 to take the day off on St. Patrick's Day.
What?
In the spirit of St. Patty's, Jameson is encouraging people to take St. Patrick's Day off, kick back and celebrate with a glass with friends, either virtually or messed up. To sweeten the deal, you can enter a limited time sweepstakes to enter to win $50 to stay home from work that day.
That's pretty cool.
I guess that's all right.
I mean, it's, you know.
Or you can just get drunk and work.
I was going to say, right?
While you're not operating heavy machinery.
Duh.
At your desk all day, do it. Get the coffee.
If you get drunk as soon as you get to work, by the time you got to go home, you'll be sober enough to drive. Duh.
That's what, I mean, Cody and I know that if we catch a buzz at 7 a.m., by the time we leave at noon, we're good.
Fine. Or we just puke in your office right after. We're good to go.
Why, what? Oh, and then apple whiskey. I don't think I dislike apple whiskey. I've had it. Is it the Crown Royal?
I don't mind that. And is the new Jameson one I'm looking at, is it a pickle one?
No, it can't be. People do picklebacks with Jameson, but I don't know if Jameson themselves would be stupid enough to make a pickle whiskey.
I saw something new, and then I was like, oh, I should. And then I went, nope, Jameson, that's too strong for me. No, thank you. I can't do it. I don't know how you guys do it.
So that'll be tonight, 7 o'clock, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. I'll be sipping some booze. Maybe do a little sing-along. I don't know. I get down on myself when I do those sing-alongs. I feel like I suck, so I don't do them.
Yeah, you like it.
I like it, but then I'm like...
You're not bad.
I gotta, like...
You're fine.
I gotta know more songs.
Why?
Because the people will recommend songs, and I love that they do that, and then I go try to do them, and I don't know them, and I suck, and then it's like, oh, I can't do that one.
They can get a Twitch show.
Well, thank you. Yes, that's true.
You sing the damn songs you want.
Pink says maple whiskey and cream soda. All right, that's a good mixer.
I wouldn't mind that. Which one have I had? There's a maple one somewhere. I've had a maple one, and I can't think of it now.
A maple whiskey? Who makes a maple whiskey? I like maple anything, bro.
Did Dutch Hill give us something?
Mm-hmm.
That they did it with a whiskey? I mean, I have their barbecue sauce.
They do the opposite. They age their
syrup in those
bourbon barrels.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do, bro.
They really do. Jim Beam Maple.
Oh, I got a little bit of it in the office right now.
Did we try it?
No.
Oh.
It was a gift from somebody.
Probably gone now. Huh.
Otherwise, it's been a whiskey winter, I'll tell you that much. I haven't been jumping around in other really things. Usually I'll do a vodka or I'll do maybe some burrs, but no, it's just been whiskey all winter.
It's your whiskey winter?
What about you? What are you drinking?
A lot of the vodka, I would imagine. But you know what though, man? Now you say that, this probably has been the winter I've had more whiskey than any other season.
Really? Why is that?
I've had a bunch of yours.
Because of mine?
Like that big bottle you gave me is almost... So there's probably a little less than half gone.
You're a really responsible. You don't drink that much.
I like to get that quick buzz, and then I'm good.
Oh no, see,
I'm good. I'm good for a while.
A bottle of my stuff doesn't last me very long. About an hour and a half.
That, and then it depends. Also, if I don't have a really good chaser, like if I don't have one, I don't do it. Like I just had the other day. I only had a cola in there, and it took a real lot. Be like, all right, fine.
I can't do bubbles and booze. I started with rum and cokes in the beginning of my drinking.
Yeah.
I can't do bubbles and booze.
Soda is just so unthirst quenching to me. And then it even when I try to like drink it, every gulp I do like the.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not like, really into soda hell, anymore. Man? I used to love soda, not so much.
Luckily, I've never been a soda guy. All of my, I mean, a lot of, I'm all of my huskiness comes from drinking my calories, but it's because of my, I love juice, and like you growing up on Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
But, man, never really a soda guy, although I was trying to, that dollar store that has your Schweppes cranberry.
Yeah, raspberry.
Yeah. They have a deal of the other one, like a Canada Dry, but my hands were too small yesterday, and I couldn't carry them, so I put them down and left the store.
You wanted to get a couple 2 liters?
Because it was like $1.95 for one, but it was 3 for $3, and they had the Bull ginger ale.
So you tried to get 3 bottles, and you were too tiny?
I had the Bull ginger ale, and then I had a regular ginger ale, and then I had a Minute Maid lemonade, because I was like, well, I can use that for like a chaser if I want, because I didn't want a Dr. Pepper, and I didn't want 2 ginger ales.
Yeah.
I didn't even really want 3 sodas, but I wanted that Bull ginger ale. I want to try it. And I was holding them, and I was like, I gonna hold one like a football and then the other one. And I was like, forget it. And I said, I'm like,
I'm
left.
Dude, I do the same thing. I walk into a store and I'm like, I don't need a basket or a cart. And then I just start carrying things and I get very angry at myself.
Yep.
Yesterday I had to go to Wegmans. Walked in, I got myself a cart, felt like a goddamn genius.
Right?
Like I had discovered a cart.
You're like, yep, this is where I'm putting my stuff now.
Why isn't everybody? I'm like, why isn't everybody just doing this? I can just push it around.
Hey, you. Hey. Nice basket, dick.
Mine's got wheels. Why has no one ever thought of this before? Hey. Mine's got wheels.
Hey, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am.
Dude, I was making...
Like how you're holding that basket like a stupid idiot.
I was making spontaneous purchases. I bought a bag of Tyson Country Fried Steaks. I don't know. $4.99. I'm thinking I go home, air fry a Tyson Country Fried Steak.
I bet you we can air fry them.
Put on some instant mashed potatoes. I'm at the goddamn Cracker Barrel right there, buddy.
I bet you could air fry the crap out of that. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw that bag of Country Fried Steaks, and I was like, you are going home with me.
They have a solid frozen section. That's for sure. Pizza longs.
Although I cannot find the pizza longs, right?
Yeah.
There was at one point frozen shredded chicken, and I bought it because it was great for my burritos. So I'd go home. I
would see the bag in my head. It's a clear bag, right?
No, it was the green one.
Oh,
the green
I can see a clear bag with just like a local label on it.
And I bought it like 6 months ago, and they've never had the frozen shredded chicken again. I don't know if that's a victim of the... of the pandemic. Oh, the white gravy. I got to buy white gravy. You're right. I'm not done. You're right, Texline. I am not done. I need to go back to a grocery-nasium, and I need to buy some Bob Evans mashed potatoes and some sawmill gravy.
That is true. I don't even see fully oven-cooked. No, this isn't even it either.
What? It was like the fully cooked shredded chicken, and I...
Yeah, this isn't it. This is diced.
What? Yeah, I don't. I can buy that. I can buy the strips. I can buy all of it, but I like the shredded.
Yeah, sorry, bro. No.
Anyway, yeah, and I did. Jojo, I dumped queso all over it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you would.
Did you see my post yesterday? That I live in what's known as a moist county?
Yeah, what is I mean, until you get home and then it's a dry county.
Oh, use.
Because by the time, I mean, it takes a little bit for the, you know, you leave and it gets a little moist.
The great dryerino to get home. Dry everybody right up.
The great wet vac.
Yeah, right. I don't know why I was looking this up. I was just looking up something about, you know, you know what a dry county is.
Yes. And I thought that was it, man.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, other than
a wet county.
Yeah.
Dry counties, no liquor sales or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You can't buy booze.
Yeah.
Sure, booze. Most counties are just, you know, liquor stores, bars, all that stuff. But a moist county, which is Oswego County, is a moist county.
Yeah.
What? Is a county that'll sell liquor and beer and all that, but there is certain restrictions.
Oh, but like, okay.
And apparently...
I don't know what I thought it was.
Oswego County, correct me if I'm wrong, Oswego County is moist because the town of Orwell is a dry town. It has been since before, like, the Civil War or something.
Ew.
And it's the moisty, moist, moist Oswego County, Dunes.
So, like, moist like a cake?
Moist
like Chef Brian's blueberry muffins.
Ooh, very moist. Very moist.
So it's just me.
Texas call me Mr. Silica Gel. That's me. That's me, baby.
So it just means that, like, so almost all of us live in moist counties then. It means that, like, people go home for the night. Right?
No, no, no. It just means that a moist county is a county where you can't...
There's rules. Like, you can't buy it on Sunday before 8. You can't
buy it
from...
Yeah, but that still qualifies as a wet county. It's because we have the town of Orwell, which has no liquor sales.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't buy booze in Orwell.
But then how does that make...
All you Texans who live in Orwell, do you guys not have... You guys not have bars in Orwell?
No. But how does that make it... You guys moist, though. You know what I mean? How by default...
Because the county has town of Orwell in it. Since Orwell has restrictions, that makes us moisty, moist, moist.
What a stupid thought rationale.
So now I want to go visit Orwell because I want to see... I know that it's not a very big town.
Look like Circle K's right now?
Like, yeah, like they say... Texline says, I live in Orwell. It's dry, but every road in the town has a gas station that sells beer.
No stores, no bars.
So it's just like, all right, so I got to drive 30 seconds to get it.
But is it, though?
What?
Is it 30 seconds? Or is it, like, annoying?
No, I don't... Is it annoying, guys, who live in Orwell?
Like, would it be, like, me go living in, like, the village of East Syracuse trying to... All right, well, you got to go downtown to get booze. That would suck. If I had to go all the way downtown just to get alcohol instead of just being able to, like, pop over and grab a 40 somewhere?
I think about where I live.
Yeah?
I'm out in the country. I'm at least 15 minutes from any liquor store.
At least you could like pop to the Burn Dairy, I mean, though.
Oh, you're right. I can get beer at the Burn Dairy.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
10 minutes, text line says.
That's not too bad. Yeah. Lady Meow, I agree.
What?
He's making this all up.
No, Orwell is real.
There's no Orwell. There's no dry county. There's no moist county.
People are texting in from Orwell right now, verifying.
Yeah. But, like, what? They say no stores, but that's not... What do you mean? So just because there's no booze, like, nah, forget it. So you don't have anything? Just Orwell, and then you're like, you're leaving Orwell. Thank you.
Residents are saying we have one restaurant, and that's it.
Okay.
So you got to leave to go do the things.
So it's more or less just like a little, like, it is really like a village.
A little tiny village.
Like a little village.
Did you see that sad story? So do you see that Purpose Farm in Beeville had that fire, and it was so sad?
Yeah.
Did you see how it started?
No.
Pete the Peacock was defending his babies.
From what?
I guess a hawk flew into the barn.
Ugh. Knocked down a light?
Yes.
Although, I almost swore. Pretty badass. The peacock was like, nah, man, you're going with me. And he took the hawk with him.
And then...
But that's super sad. Because...
Sandra, the farm owner, says that surveillance video shows the fire started when a hawk got into the barn and knocked over one of their heifers while being chased by Pete the Peacock, protecting all the other birds in the barn. So Pete, dude, let's hear for Pete the Peacock, man.
Animal people, what the F's going on with hawks?
Are they worse?
They're real bold.
They're really bold and they're all over the place.
There was one that... tried to take down a pigeon literally in front of us here behind us in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple in my house that you could, like, they're just there. There was just one in a tree.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, you're not going to really find much here. If you're going for one of my rabbits, I will shoot you. Don't make me.
And then, like, there's a lot of terrible jokes you can make about Crispy Bacon, but that's the pig's name. Crispy Bacon got out alive, but got, like, burned bad. I know. And it's so hard not to make jokes, guys. And I'm sorry, and maybe it's just better if we go to commercial.
Is that his name now?
No, it was already Crispy Bacon. And then he got out alive and he was burned.
That sucks, man.
But it sucks for poor Crispy Bacon.
Here, Crispy Bacon is awesome. I get you. Wherever it is, it's somewhere, find it, because Google? You can, like, buy apples or something and helps that farm.
Good. Yeah, Purpose Farm, we're thinking about you. I saw the story yesterday. It made me very, very sad. They do a lot of nonprofit animal sanctuary stuff out there.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
Well, if anybody has that link, I think Showgirl Michelle might have tweeted it out.
There's a donation site on Facebook that has already raised close to $40,000.
Oh, maybe it's that, because I'm trying to find it, but it's so hard to filter through Showgirl Michelle's Red Hot Chili Pepper post.
She's posting videos every minute, so...
I can't find it.
It's hard to see.
Oh, here. I, I'll find it and I'll put it. I'll just throw it.
Well, yeah, or drop it in our Twitch chat or in the K-Rock Community Corkboard on Facebook. Put that up there because...
I think I got it, and I'll put it in the Twitch, and then you guys do it from there because I ain't got time.
We pour one out for Pete the Peacock, a hero to the end. We're talking tattoos in the Twitch chat because Mama Mac's badass, and she's got a... Can I say what she's got?
Yeah, oh no, yeah, go ahead.
She's got a freaking face tattoo.
Listen, hey, that's...
Your mom got a face tattoo? I didn't think so.
That's on her. Well, you know she's what? She's trying to go out of college and get a job. Look at your face.
Who's going
to
hire you with a face tattoo, Mama Mac? Who?
That's it.
How are you going to feel when you get older and you got that on your face?
What, are you going to work at a drug shop?
Yeah.
Huh?
What are you going to do, sell the weed cigarettes to the college kids?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing?
Well, your whole life just going to be one big patchouli party?
Yep.
Stoner?
Go out there smoking bath salts.
Oh, my God. With
you
your
kids.
Doing, just putting all sorts of saliva in that thing, and they smoke it, and messes them up.
What, are you going to be passing the Dutchie around there, Deb? Oh, what are you doing?
Yep, there you go. Won't you?
Thank you.
Take a hit of this unfiltered cigarette, Deb.
Cody and I aren't mad. We're just disappointed.
Nah, I'm pissed. I didn't raise you like this.
Well, you're going to be a SoundCloud rapper?
Right?
With your face tattoos?
There you go. Here's your future. You're going
to
rap.
Get to the pearly gates. Huh? Angels see a face tattoo. Huh? You ain't getting in.
That St. David looks you one look at your face.
You ain't getting in there, Mama.
Get down where you belong in purgatory.
So this poor girl, in March of last year.
Another sinner?
Another sinner. Hmm? Got a tattoo. It was a metaphorical phrase. Like, you know how... What?
Oh.
You know how, like...
I don't know.
People like to have tattoos that are like a message. And they say, I'm going to do this.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So she had a metaphor. She had like a message she wanted tattooed on her body.
Yeah.
She got it in March of 2020.
Okay.
Here's what it says.
I got this tattoo. I've wanted it for a couple of years. Basically means like, you know, being true to yourself and real and like not pretending to be something you're not. I got this March 4th, 2020, and it says, courageously and radically refuse to wear a mask.
Oh my God.
When she got it, it was about, I'm not going to pretend to be something I'm not.
Balls!
She got it.
Yo!
Saying, I won't wear a mask. You're going to see who I am. And then COVID happened.
Someone's got, like, we got to pay for her to get that fixed. That's not fair to her.
It's not fair. It's on her arm.
That sucks.
It says, courageously and radically refuse to wear a mask.
You know what,
meaning,
though?
I'm not going to pretend to be something I'm not.
You know what, though? As I say that,
what?
That's what you get. I take it back. We don't fix it. That's what you get.
Wow.
That's what you get.
That was the fastest Cody Mac change of heart I've ever seen.
As I was yelling about it. she might as well have gotten that thing that I couldn't remember last week before I went on vacation. Realize. And it's just the word realized all three times.
Yeah, right?
Realize.
Right there, baby.
Right there, no regrets.
Right there, no regrets. Poor thing.
Oh, man.
I feel bad for her because
that sucks.
That played out real bad in her favor.
Like, literally instantly.
But luckily, it's just basic white girl tattoo, so it's very tiny text that you could easily remove quick.
Like, it's like a cursive that you can't see
it's
or
just
whatever.
Like the type, like, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's just like a couple of lines of text that is really, really tiny. And
that's hilarious.
Courageously and radically refuse to wear a mask.
Or now you just get rid of the mask part. Everyone thinks you're just a terrorist.
Yeah.
Courageously and radically refuse.
Yeah. Oh, and that's metal.
What?
All of it.
Refuse all of it.
All of it. Were you asking about
just Crane's in there now, and he works at
an auto shop?
Yeah.
But is it a close? Parts. Is it a nearby one?
Well, no, it's a semi chain, so I could just go run around here and just ask if they could just give me the bulb.
Tonight, Whiskey Wednesday, 7 o'clock. Come join me on Twitch. Would love to drink some booze with ya. This never goes well, but the former Washington Redskins, which are now the Washington football team, is asking the internet to help them come up with their new name.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, they're going to just kind of brush this under the rug and pretend like they're just going to be the football team forever? Are we going to move forward with this?
They've launched a website called washingtonjourney.com where you can go follow their transition from Redskins to football team to whatever their name will be.
Yeah, football make football face, Lottie.
This is what I'm saying.
100%.
We can't. I don't know how many times I've got to do this song and dance.
Yeah.
You can't ask the internet to name things because you're going to get stupid names. And then you're going to have to go say, all right, never mind. No. I'll come up with my own.
Freaking idiots. Thanks. Can't let the inmates run the asylum.
G-Money. The Washington Washingtons, obviously.
Ooh, I like that.
The wooden teeth. George Washington.
No, I'm still sticking with, and I forget the name. I'm sticking with that. The name of that flight brigade from World War II. Remember the Tuskegee Airmen's nickname?
Oh, somebody remember that. Was that an option?
I thought.
I'd like it.
I don't know. I don't know if I could say it, but now it defeats the purpose of me just dropping the... Could I call them Dallas Cowboys? B? Does that work? Or is I'm calling them a... So you know what I mean? You can't call
Dallas
somebody...
Cowboys, are you saying bitch?
Yeah. So now it takes away the whole, like, sting of it. So
no.
It's just change their name to what they are. Dallas Cowboys. But I don't know
I don't
how
think
that works.
You can do that.
Either way.
It's 2021, man. Things have changed.
Oh, I don't care about that. I meant, like, if I had to get dumped for it.
Oh, you can say bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Dallas Cowboys, bitch.
Yeah.
That's why I wasn't sure.
Washington Night Witches?
Ooh, I like that. Red Tails, yeah. I like that.
Oh, that'd
that
be
it?
Cool.
Was it Red Tails? I just liked it because it was. Or that's what for what it was. I thought that was cool. Although, if it was, it wasn't out of Washington, was it?
What?
Tuskegee Airmen or whatever, isn't Tuskegee, Alabama?
Oh, I don't even know. Sadly, that's a piece of history I'm not familiar with.
I wasn't really till that movie popped out. And that was a cool movie. I like the Sentinels. But
tribute,
that's, again, yeah, it's... You know,
to Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, that's why they won't. The Sentinels isn't bad. That there's a couple that... it's going to be one of a couple really generic names that are going to be up for the options, I bet.
Yeah, they have, like, the Patriots... Like, not the Patriots, but, like, the...
That would have been hilarious.
My whole website's just crashed as I was talking about this.
You broke it. Oh, I can learn.
It's hard for me to do that, but they... they're asking for your help.
Let me see here. New name ideas. All right, let's see. Potential new name ideas. Oh, this is from 2014.
Yeah, see, there
you go. Why would that be the first one that pops up?
Because that's the first thing that's come up.
Like, thanks, guys. Thanks.
Also,
Skins. No, can't,
no,
just,
I feel can't like do that.
A little spit. I feel like that's almost the same thing.
Yeah, you're kind of, you're saying it, but without saying
right?
it.
Right? Like, we could just call them the R Skins, right?
It's kind of like just saying, no, they're the orange. That has nothing to do with anything. Washington washing machines.
Oh, I like the Washington Washingtons. Oh, wait, here we go.
Washington Warriors, Washington Epsteins coming in the text line.
Oh, my. Let's see.
What?
Well, then, I guess then, if they're the Washington Epsteins, they'd never beat themselves. Because they never kill themselves.
I got it. What did you nickname Biden yesterday? Mr.
Old Tasty Cakes.
Old Tasty Cakes. Washington Tasty Cakes.
Washington Tasty Cakes. Old, you talking about snowballs up there?
What are you talking about up there?
Old snowballs? Let's see. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Because they said they're enlisting some help of an agency, and they're not giving me any...
Yeah, you're not going to find much.
Help. Thank you.
I had
you.
It all in front of me, but then the internet crashed, so... Ooh, Washington QAnons, Opie is saying. That'd be a good one.
That'd be really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just going to be something like...
Generic.
Yeah.
It'll be a football term. Like a football team name.
Huh.
Also, Cody Mack, going even further south into Florida.
Well, do we have to?
Tisha, the Washington premature ejaculators.
Oh,
I feel
no. That's my personal...
Cody and I are both really personally offended by that.
we're the MVPs on that.
Yeah, track. We are!
Man.
Whereas Native Americans had every right to be offended by the Washington Redskins, Cody and Mac and I have every right to be offended by the Washington premature ejaculators.
Yeah.
It's not something we're proud of.
Well, I'm not upset about that at all. Why? That's a euthum, bro.
No, it just means that you're so good.
It means that you're
just so hot and good that I'm done.
You're so pretty. You're just so pretty.
Down in Florida.
You touched it.
A woman.
Thought about touching
it. She didn't really rob a bank. She... got mad and said things you're not supposed to say in a bank.
Like, oh, did I think I I think I saw the headline. I think I saw the headline.
She was in the bank. She's a customer of the bank. She got mad about something and said, I'm going to kill everyone in here. This is a robbery.
Oh, not what I
saw. Not what you should say. What did you see?
I saw it was I saw a racial thing.
Oh, no, I didn't. So maybe she made it, but well, that wasn't in the article.
It was a Florida lady that yelled it and got arrested for, but not this. She wasn't in the bank.
She was in the middle of the bank.
You might as well take money at that point, then, if you say it.
Well, the problem was she wasn't thought out in her robbery. She just exclaimed it was a robbery.
Yeah.
And took off. The problem is her escape vehicle was a motorized wheelchair. And she was literally going 4 miles an hour. And the cops just got her like a block
just
away.
Kind of just like,
yep, ma'am. That's about it, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Scoot on back.
Yeah.
She just said, this is a robbery. And then left.
Yeah.
See, again, underpants gnomes. First step.
Right.
Second step. I don't know. Third step.
Profit.
That first step. Declare it was a robbery. Fine, but then you got to do the second step of having them give you the money.
Give me the monies.
Reverse government.
Put the monies. Put the monies right there.
And don't be giving me any of those things that explode and get me all blue either.
You ever watch any of those videos of terrible bank robberies?
No. I've seen, you know, things on like cops and stuff where they catch them and their hands are all exploded because that stuff's got all over them.
There was this one, it looked like it was in maybe Taiwan or one of those areas, where a guy just walks up to the bank teller, like she has like that plexiglass between them.
Oh, okay.
He has a meat cleaver and he just holds it like this, like up against the glass, while he's still on his phone.
Yeah.
And everyone in the bank is just like looking at him. And the bank security just walks over and takes the meat cleaver and arrests him. Like, it was the saddest bank robbery you've ever seen.
Not to sound like a boomer, but that's the most millennial bank robbery of all time.
Give me the money.
Excuse me.
Can
you just give me money? I know you guys have money. You're a bank. I'm on the phone. Just
Cherry Bombshell. That's what the Lifetime movie is going to be called. 6 miles an hour to freedom.
Right. Right.
The lady in the wheelchair.
It sounds like, yeah, Oopie. It sounds like she needed the Terry help there.
Back up, Terry.
Back it up, lady. But what you doing, bank robbing, lady?
Anyways. Don't rob a bank, but like Cody said, you have a think it out.
At least get some cash. You know?
Chris is right. Speed 7 looks really good. It looks.
If this motorized wheelchair goes under 5 miles per hour, it stops.
Ma'am.
Movies suck.
Ma'am. Ma'am. You're under arrest, ma'am. What was the thing yesterday? Oh, it was the scientists studying cheese. Because I have another story of scientists who have spent this last year working on not COVID.
Oh, thanks. Great.
So yesterday I told you about the scientists who've been working on cheese the last year. Researchers looking into how cheese affects the body.
Yes.
Well, everybody's running down the halls trying to find a cure for COVID. They're like, yeah, but I'm just going to eat some Gouda.
Yeah, we're about to go. I've got a lot of provolone research to do. Thank you.
Well, another group of scientists who were not working on anything to do with COVID were studying toilet plume this last year.
I don't even know what that means.
Poop air. Like what comes out of the toilet in the air. Tom, we are begging you. We are in a global pandemic.
Right?
We are working to get a vaccine or any kind of treatment for this.
Yeah, but
yeah, what?
Where does my poop water go?
But when I take a dump, where does the poop particles go? Close the effing door on your way out. Man, sorry, Tom.
Jeez. Toilet plume is the term for tiny droplets that float around in the air after you flush Christ. The toilet.
Yeah.
And the big worry was that they end up on our toothbrushes because our toothbrushes are sitting there.
Yeah, we know this stuff. And it's yes. The answer is yes, but also no. Right? And I ain't even done no science about it.
I don't even know the sciences about it.
And I haven't done
the sciences.
I mean, I will go check out the card catalog and do a Dewey Decimal System and check out a book from my local librarian. Other than that, what am I going to do?
They say, this is out of Northwestern, researchers and scientists who've been flushing toilets for a year.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Great.
Analyzed bacteria on 34 used toothbrushes And yes, they did find a lot of bacteria, but it's mostly tooth and mouth bacteria, yep, not butthole and poop bacteria.
Yeah, I mean, it's, there's no way it's enough. Just think about all, if we're going to be worried about that, then it's, like, you can't go into any public restroom, you can't go into your restroom, you know what I mean? You can't walk through the air. Think about how many times we fart in here. Like, you farted earlier and I smelled it. That's not going to make me be like, we need to do some goddamn science research to figure out, you know what I mean? Because I just got your poop in my mouth. You know what I mean?
Why, when you say it like that, it sounds so gross.
Well, that's what it is. It's, but it's not. So, I mean, I don't, honestly, even if they came out and like, yep, there's some poop particles on your toothbrush, I'd be like, oh, well, what do you want me to do about it?
Oh, I knew you. I know you're a new member of our Twitch family, or you discovered us in Vermont.
Yes.
But I got to immediately block you for saying they should do their research in the Dookie decimal system.
You're immediately
blocked and banned, Oates.
I love it. That's great. I didn't see that. That's
immediately blocked and banned. So flushing is not flinging fecal matter all over the place like we thought.
No. But I mean, man, I do mine in the, I brush mine in the shower anyway, so it gets all hot watered and who knows what stuff's flying all over in there.
Well, you're waffle stomping, of course.
Well, duh, it'll just go and it's gone.
No, I, whatever toothbrush I'm using right now is the best toothbrush I've ever had.
Nice.
I don't even know what it is. It just showed up. Because I'm a grown adult whose wife just buys him a new toothbrush when she thinks his old one has run out.
I hear. I wish. Because I spent forever trying to find the spin brush one I wanted until I found the one I liked.
My wife will, she, listen, I don't know what kind of state of affairs I would be in were I not married. Because she sees my ripped open underpants, throws those away.
Yeah.
Socks with holes in them, throws those away. I think I would just be wearing the same boxers I had in college.
No, I definitely would. I definitely would. If I didn't luckily enough have mine replaced all my underwears for me, I would still be probably wearing the ones with holes in them, hoping to God that they could keep another.
Just one more day, man. Just let me get this one more day through here, please. Get my genitals fell out.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I like to think that I'm self-actualized and I can actually be an adult. But with things like that, like my toothbrush, I just keep using it until it's...
Dude, yeah.
Unrecognizable.
I used the same toothbrush in college forever to a point where I was like, all right, man, this is gross. I gotta do something here about this. That's when I switched to the spinning ones. Now it's been a lifelong thing with those.
And now I got holes in my socks. I just kind of...
Oh, see, that I can't.
Try to find a match without a hole in it.
I regularly throw away socks. I'm a sock.
You're a sock purist? You like good socks?
Yeah, like I'm like as soon as it loses any elasticity, it's gone. I'm a sock snob.
You're a sock snob.
I have a lot of socks.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like I was so much of a snock sob that.
Snock, say it again.
Sock,
say it three
I said
times.
Snock snob. Sock snob, sock snob, sock snob.
You got it.
That I saw a pair of socks that my poor sister who's stuck in Canada cannot come home. And I went, well, she doesn't need her socks then.
So you stole her socks.
And your boy took her socks. I'm holding up in Twitch right now. These are hers. Mine.
Yeah.
You ain't getting this back. You give it back when you come back ever from Canada. No. This is my sick ass sock
she
now.
She forgot about those socks anyways.
I hope.
Those are really nice socks.
Right? Oh, that's why I took them. Socks now.
Those look like fancy mountain hiking socks.
They're very comfortable. Very, very, very thick, if you will.
Man.
That's what I got for Christmas was new hunting winter socks. Not for hunting.
I love them. No, just wearing around the house.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Sliding into rooms.
Yeah, that's what I do. Shooty hoop shorts and then those.
You slide into rooms? Do you do what I do where you got shorts and high socks on? Yeah, bro.
Dude, if I could do it in here, I would.
Yeah, bro.
I love it. It's my favorite. You pull them up. I even wore them to bed last night. I took off all my clothes other than my underpants, but then I went, you know what? And I put the socks back on.
Dude!
And I'm sleeping in these tonight.
It's always such a struggle for me because I'm like, if I'm going to wear high socks around the house,
yeah,
I got to wear like PJ pants or sweatpants because you can't walk around with shorts and high socks.
Oh, see,
But recently I've been like, I don't give an F. Who's gonna care?
Yep, I do that.
I'm wearing high socks and shorts.
Yep. But I also have a, like if it's summertime, I have a thing where if unless it's going to be like a comical sock,
right,
I have to wear the short,
yeah,
short
same,
socks.
Same.
You can't, I don't want you to see them.
Same.
I don't like that because it makes my short ass legs look even shorter.
Yeah. No, same. I like high socks.
Yep.
I like short shorts.
It depends. If you can wear shorts with work boots, if you're doing work, like you're working and stuff. But that's one of the people I make fun of.
Shorts with work boot guy?
Well, that you got out of work of your work boots to go home to change or go to the bar, you can put on your work boots.
You put on your work boots, like, you put on some sneakers.
Yeah. But if you don't have, if you got, you know what I mean, it's what you're doing.
If you're out, like, sealing driveways, yeah.
If you're working, you're doing stuff, working in the yard or something like that.
Lee Baldwin on the phone. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. How are you guys?
So, I'm great, Lee. Thank you. DollarInvestmentClub.com, you sign up with Lee, pay a bill to yourself. He invests, he makes all the decisions, and then you got a nice chunk of change waiting for you. DollarInvestmentClub.com. Lee, I'm going to start this segment out. I'm going to give you a stock tip, okay? I'm going to give you one.
I'll take it. I need one, yes.
Rolling Stone just reported that cargo pants are back. So,
no, thanks.
If I can give you some advice, cargo pants.
Tom Noly.
Cargo pants are back.
Invest. Invest big in cargo. Take all my
That's
investments,
the best
Lee.
I've heard all day.
Put them all in cargo pants. Did you wear cargo pants, Lee?
I kind of missed that. I missed that, but I'll jump back in. So.
Why are you bad-mouthing cargo pants, Cody?
It's just for the short person, they weren't the best.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because my legs are already short, and then you make them poofy. Like, I look even more like an Oompa Loompa. Because they had poofy MC Hammer pants.
Well, I'm just trying to give Lee Baldwin a stock tip. Let him know there's going to be big money made in the world of cargo pants.
And it's easier to not have, not this way you don't have to carry things. Like, they were always pockets, and people were always like, hey, can you throw these in your cargo pants?
Yeah, right.
Like, no, I can't.
Can you carry my inhaler? No.
Yeah. No, die.
So, Jesus.
Picture MC Hammer pants in Miami Dolphins colors.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything more.
Yeah. That's all right. Oh. I like them. So, Lee, we're talking money as if you're not going to invest in, hey, I'm just saying, this could be the next GameStop. I'm just saying, if you're not going to invest in cargo pants, I don't know. I can't help you. But we joke, but you do know what you're talking about. And right now, everyone's talking Bitcoin. I'm too dumb to understand it. How is it affecting the world of investments and finance?
Well, I mean, it has gotten everyone's attention. It's very, very volatile. It got as high as $58,000 per coin last week. To start this week, it went down below, I think, as low as $43,000. So that's huge swings. But each day, as companies are reporting and talking about their recent quarter, more companies have invested in it. And so we talked about Tesla buying into it, and then Square, which is a cash management transaction company, they've got a stake in it, PayPal. So it's becoming more streamed, some of the large banks. So, it's getting much more widespread and more support from Wall Street and the business community. But I don't know if everybody quite has a handle on where it's going to end up. And so for us, we look at it, so is this going to get way ahead of itself? Is it going to be like the tulip bubble of 1637? I'm sure you guys are familiar with that. Or is it going to, be something long term? So
I don't know if you saw the screenshot going around, Lee, but there was a StarCraft II tournament back in 2011. You probably don't know what StarCraft II is. It's a video game from Blizzard, right?
So
they had a video game tournament back in 2011, and first place $500, second place $250, third place $150, fourth place $100. Fifth, sixth, and seventh place each get 25 bitcoins. This was back in 2011. So,
oh my God.
Those bitcoins today would be valued at $4.7 million.
Wow.
And I know a lot of people like get those and put them in some crypto wallet, whatever the hell that means, and they forget about them. So if you won 25 bitcoins playing StarCraft II, back in 2011, you're like, oh, I still got that somewhere. You have $4.7 million.
So that guy's got two chances left.
Oh, to log in?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, to log in.
Yep.
And they say everybody getting trophies is bad. Yeah. Place on that, right?
But, Lee, I think I ask you this question every time we talk Bitcoin. Can I just go get that as real American currency? Like, if I had one Bitcoin valued at whatever you said it was valued at, can I go turn that into just cash money?
There is, there's Bitcoin and cryptocurrency exchanges, so you can, you can buy and sell Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
But when you sell it, you're going to get U.S. dollars in exchange. So I don't have firsthand knowledge, but I know someone that has a credit card that they can use to take all of us out to dinner, and they can buy and pay with the credit card, and it goes against the cryptocurrency account, which is, you know, so bizarre to me. But it's so yes, I mean, that's when they price something in U.S. dollars, that's whether it be a barrel of crude oil or a Bitcoin, that's what the exchange is. So it's fascinating, but it has caught the attention. But it, you know, part of it is too that we have a relief bill coming up, vote on Friday, so mm-hmm. There's going to be more money coming into the economy, so it is kind of a red flag, I would say, that there is just a lot of money flying around in the economy right now. So so that would be my cautious take on it, you know. So,
and I know people are waiting to see if maybe some student loans get paid off, if that gets pushed through.
Right. A $15 an hour minimum wage, which is being debated back and forth. Mm-hmm. It's $1.8 trillion. It's a huge amount, but there's a lot of money that hasn't been spent from the previous one, so it's a lot of money going to be showing up in the system, you know.
Well, Lee Baldwin, you're the man with the answers. DollarInvestmentClub.com. You sign up. Lee takes care of all that smart stuff. You just pay a bill to yourself, $100, $150 a month, whatever you can. Treat it like cable, treat it like your phone, whatever it is. You pay a bill to yourself, and Lee handles the rest. All right, Lee, we'll talk to you again next week, my man.
You got it. Hey, Josh, imagine if you got eighth place. That'd be the worst, right?
Well, I'd be a 4.7 millionaire right now.
Or the ninth place, the guy that didn't get
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Ninth place. Woo! Oh, man.
Oh, I'm ninth place.
All right, Lee. We'll talk to you next week,
man.
All
right, see you guys.
See ya. Yeah. Lee Baldwin checking in.
That would suck. That really would suck.
Remember that StarCraft tournament you got ninth place in?
Or you think you forget. You're like, oh, holy ass. I should go back and look. And you're like, oh, my God. Sixth place got, oh, my God. I did really good in this. And seventh place got, oh, my God. Eighth place. I was ninth
or
nothing.
Or you got third place and you got $100.
Oh, right. Like, that'd be hilarious.
Because there was one guy.
Just get a little cash prize.
Who bought pizza with it. Did you ever see that guy?
No.
Oh. So.
Bought pizza with it?
Well, his name is Laszlo.
Okay.
And. Dude. So Bitcoin was kind of a silly thing. But he found a pizzeria, and I'm paraphrasing this just to get it out.
Yeah.
He had Bitcoin. This was back in 2010. He had Bitcoin. So, like, StarCraft was giving out, you know, 25 Bitcoin. Here you go. It's, you know, cryptocurrency. He had Bitcoin in 2010.
Okay.
And he found a pizzeria that would take Bitcoin in 2010.
And he spent
So he bought two large pizzas.
Oh, my God.
From Papa John's.
Oh, my God.
For 10,000 Bitcoin, which would be worth $200 million.
Like, I just got... It made me lose the blood in my face.
Yeah! Stone Temple Pilots, a song about plushies and rubbing on each other. You weirdos. No, I'm not calling you weirdos. I'm not kinking and
shaming. No, you can. You can. For plushies that you can kink shame them. That's freaking weird, man. We getting off on my Hamburglar grimace outfit.
Like, when they have the costume on, I don't know where the stuff goes, is all I'm saying. Like, does it go inside the costume?
Right, I don't know if they just rub up against each other. And,
or is there a hole in the costume?
And then they end up joshing themselves, or if they take it out. I just don't know. I don't know.
So, we've covered this before. I guess it's law. That electric vehicles make a sound.
Oh,
like, remember how we had the Amazon trucks that were like a spacecraft coming down the road?
Yep.
Well, you can modify those to be whatever you want to, like, make it whatever sound you want. The law only says that a electric vehicle, because it doesn't have an engine to make a sound, has to make a sound. So that
part I understood.
Yeah. So you can, but if you're smart enough, you can modify it.
Really?
To be whatever you want.
So that was a guy's car?
I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
I mean, I can literally buy a Tesla, and if I'm smart enough, make it go.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's friggin' awesome.
What? So he modified his to go, brah.
Only Teslas? Or can my car, like, drive down the road?
I mean, yeah.
Going like.
Maybe.
Meow.
Or just record the sound of like a baseball card and a spokes.
Oh my God, yeah. Or the frog.
It would make me laugh the whole time.
Back in 2019, because electric cars are silent, the government mandated that each electric car have a pedestrian warning system. Basically, it's to help blind people understand when an electric car is rolling down the street. The thing is, they didn't mandate what the sound had to be specifically.
That's his car. That's his car.
What the sound had to be specifically. No matter what it is, as long as there's a sound there, the government does not care.
Perfect.
That's hilarious.
Well, I mean, speaking of dark guttural sounds, I'll tell you what. What were you gonna say?
So you tell me there's not enough noise coming from like their tailpipe.
You would think that Griffin's car got modified to make this sound. Oh, but it's not. No. That's actually the sound coming out of it. As he's just.
He's driving a car with one hand and blasting a chick with the other.
Oh, Poppy. Oh, he's up next. Be excellent to each other.